This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. I'm going to have to give a different number. The number is 603-357-9265. Now, this is a regular line, and you can expect it to have whatever tolls you might have. Does anybody have long distance anymore? Surely somebody does.
I'm sure someone does, and there's actually a better number to give, Mark, because that's the super special number, 603-435-1105.
Okay.
For tonight only.
Okay, so that's 435-1105, 603-435-1105. I didn't realize. I'm just looking at the little piece of paper here. So you can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. Our main lines are down, but we've got backup lines for you at 603-435-1105 or the Skype lines. Username is lrn.fm. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Rafe.
And Daryl.
I keep on wanting to give those other lines. 603-435-1105. So let's go back to the story we were working on.
Which was
the
Ferguson, Missouri. We already covered the congressional approval thing, and we kind of beat that like a dead horse, well, like Congress should be beaten.
That's right. You do have something on Ferguson, Missouri, and I understand that place is basically ablaze right now.
Yeah, so Ferguson, Missouri, there was the shooting over the weekend of a 17-year-old, or he might have been 18, 18-year-old young man who had recently graduated from high school, was preparing to go to college, and he was unarmed.
I love how we're supposed to be outraged because the black man that was shot was preparing to go to college. You know, the guy that...
Well, he was supposed to have enrolled or started school on Monday, so it was like, you know, the weekend before he started college.
I'm just saying your value doesn't come from the school you've gone, you intend to go to, or whatever.
It personalizes a little bit, Mark.
It does personalize it.
It brings it home to some people who have children who are going to college or who may be going to college themselves.
What are the people whose kids aren't going to college in the next couple of days?
Right.
Their kids just don't count as much.
Well, their kids are probably flipping burgers at McDonald's. I kid. I joke. But, you know, that's sort of the thing that we're told, right? Unless you wind up going into massive debt to wind up going to college, that you're never going to do anything with your life.
That's what we're told.
Right. So I've got a story here from the LA Times that gives a little bit of information about what happened. So there's a portion that says, what do witnesses say happened?
That'd be important to ask.
Doris Johnson, a friend of Michael Brown, told Fox 2 that he and Brown were walking in the street when the police car pulled up. The officer said to get the F onto the sidewalk. He recounted that Johnson said the officer reached out of the car window and grabbed Brown around the neck. Another witness, Paget Crenshaw, said she saw police chase Brown. He ran for his life. They shot him and he fell. He put his arms up to let them know he was compliant and was unarmed. And they shot him twice more and he fell to the ground and died. And they have a section in here that says, what do police say happened? According to the St. Louis County Police Chief, Brown was walking with a friend in the middle of the street when a Ferguson police officer tried to exit his vehicle. According to the police officer, Brown pushed the officer back into the car, then entered the car, and a struggle ensued over the officer's weapon. A shot was fired inside the car. The officer and Brown then exited the vehicle, and the fatal shooting occurred. Now, what the LA Times doesn't report, but what has been agreed upon by both the officer that shot and killed Michael Brown and the living witnesses to the accident or to the murder is that Michael Brown was 35 feet away from the police officer.
That's a good stretch.
And running away from the police officer.
I really wonder,
at the time he was shot.
Is it a good idea to pull out your service weapon and shoot at somebody who's 35 feet away? This is a good stretch. I mean, it's not close. Handguns aren't particularly accurate things. I mean, you've got to be very, very good to be accurate with one. And, you know, when the adrenaline's pumping, people tend not to be. This is, I mean, you're in a neighborhood and you're going to be pulling out a gun and shooting at somebody 35 feet away. Plus, who's to say that the rounds stop when they hit?
Right. And I'm sure you remember the incident a couple of years ago outside of the Empire State Building where someone went in and killed their former boss and then came out, and then the police got involved in a shooting with the suspect, and the police wounded, what was it, 9 people that weren't the suspect? But, of course, that wasn't reported. It was one person dead and 10 wounded. But then after reading the entirety of the article, you realize that it was the police that wounded everybody else.
You know, I mean, I think that there's some circumstances where pulling out the weapon makes sense, but it seems to me it's pretty easy to second guess these guys armchair quarterbacking it. I get that, but it seems like I do it a lot.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of times you have to, especially when you see statistics of, you know, like 92 shots fired, the target was hit 35.
Yeah. That's about right. You see about 1 out of 3 shots hitting. And, you know, when anybody's in a high adrenaline situation, they're unlikely to hit the target, especially with a handgun. But what that says to me is that you should think 3 or 4 times before you pull that thing out. Why would you shoot a person who's 35 feet away?
That's a very good question.
Even if it's a fleeing felon, is it really that important? Felonies are so easy to get these days. It used to be that, you know, I mean, I can understand why you'd want to shoot somebody who's running away who's just committed a homicide or something.
Right.
I can see why you'd really want to get that person. But, you know, stealing some stuff or whatever, I don't know.
And this, it seems as though the entire interaction began because he was walking in the street.
I think it's important for the police. It's a strategy of them to demonstrate their disregard for human life. It's good for them if the public thinks that they don't give a damn and they'll kill and they won't think twice about it. As long as the city doesn't erupt into riotous flames like it actually is now in Ferguson, as long as that doesn't happen, then it only redounds to their benefit to be reckless and to kill people and not care about it.
What do you think the payback here is for whatever the I don't know whether this officer's story is true or not. You know, one of the witnesses is dead. But, you know, the other witnesses say that's not what happened. But I don't know how much is true or not. But what do you think that this officer, what's his payback at this point just because the city's burning? Does he really care?
Well, the FBI is investigating to find out what actually happened.
How are they going to find out?
No, I don't.
They're not.
I don't think he cares too much. The St. Louis County Police are closing ranks around him. They have announced that they will not be divulging his identity. And that's all that I know about it so far.
Well, Anonymous has doxed them all. Let's point that out. And Anonymous says that they're going to, I can't remember what their particular statement is, but to something to the effect of they're going to give out all the information on every single one of the police officers in Ferguson if they don't get whatever their demands are.
Okay, so all we need to really do then after Anonymous releases this information, figure out which one of them have been on the force for 6 years and which one was recently put on administrative leave.
That would be good. Yeah. If you've got some opinions about what's going on in Missouri, please give us a call. The telephone number is 603-435-1105, brought to you by ProXPN, 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855. Whoops, I'm giving out the wrong number again. 603-435-1105. We've got the backup lines going tonight. It's 603-435-1105. I suppose it makes sense. You've got the backup first chair host.
Second string.
Yeah, and the backup phone lines. Hopefully we're not getting the backup callers tonight. On Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
If you need focus and you're feeling fatigued, you're trying to get that extra edge where it counts, check out modup.net. You can look in modafinil. Studies show that 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer. At least somewhere they're using it. I don't know where this study was done precisely, but it offers multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. They make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and modup.net ships all over the world. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. To make the deal even sweeter, use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Look into it for yourself, but we're sure that you'll find that modup.net offers world-class service at a great price. It's modup.net, code FTL. Get those 10 free tablets, and we thank modup.net for their support of Free Talk Live.
Mark, do you like to talk about the price of Bitcoin?
I don't pay as much attention as I used to as far as the price of Bitcoin, because it used to be like just a hobby of mine to watch it constantly.
Uh-huh.
I do check it now and then, probably most days, but
it
not
seems
every
to have been just been the price seems to have been trickling down over the past couple of weeks. Have you guys noticed that it's like in the moderately high 500s now, where it was around 650 steady for weeks.
I've noticed it because for the last 191 days, I've been producing a daily 5-minute newscast, and I give the price of gold, silver, and Bitcoin.
All right. I was listening to a few weeks ago. Coincident? I don't know. Right before that, this price movement started happening, I was listening to Econ Talk, one of my favorite podcasts, and Russ Roberts had, shucks, I forget his name, but he's one of the founders of the Y Combinator, which is a seed company, like a venture capital type thing.
Okay.
And they were pretty revolutionary. If you can give them a good pitch, they'll give you somewhere in the neighborhood of 170 grand in exchange for 7% of your equity.
Okay.
And now, so this guy was talking about some future trends, and he was really kind of lukewarm about Bitcoin, and then since then, price started going down.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say what the pricing is or isn't, but I don't know. It used to be that Free Talk Live would talk about Bitcoin and the price would go up.
Yeah.
But I think Bitcoin's way too big for a podcast to make a difference now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Usually it takes a while. One thing that I think is interesting about Bitcoin pricing, and we'll go to the phone just in one moment, is that mostly what we've seen over the last year in Bitcoin pricing is bull, because there were some bots that were being used on MT Gox before it shut down that drove the first two spikes, the 250 spike and the 1200 spike.
Uh-huh.
So I think that the price to some extent is trying to find an equilibrium, which, by the way, was the complaint previously, right? Like, oh, that Bitcoin is too volatile. Well, it's not too volatile now.
Mm-hmm. And now the complaint is, it's too stable. A year and a half ago, it was $30, and now it's $600. It's too stable. It's been around $600 since March.
Yep, that's a lot of people's complaint. Let's go to Skype. We've got Nathan calling in from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Well, first I actually wanted to see if I could get a Bitcoin widget now that Johnny Ray's brought it up. You know those little widgets on your desktop that tell you the weather or whatnot?
Yeah.
Probably looking at getting one of
those. Yeah, I got one on my phone.
Yeah, they're easy to get it for your phone. I've got one of them that tells me the Bitcoin price there when I check my phone.
You could always just bookmark bitcoinaverage.com, and they do a weighted average of the various exchanges. Plus, on their site, it shows you what each exchange is.
That is true, but they're not as spiffy as having a little little display on your desktop.
Yes.
So I was thinking about this Ferguson case. Mark, you were paying attention to the news during the Rodney King thing, right? Well, what did you think about that? Did you think it was a complete travesty of justice that the officers weren't charged until a little while later there?
I have been a sycophant for police officers most of my life. I've been like, look, nobody knows what I was saying at the time is you don't know what these people's jobs like. They have a very difficult job and blah, 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 which was to say that they were beating the crap out of this guy. And it's okay with me because they have a hard job. You know, looking at it in the past is that's sort of what I thought. But I've come to the conclusion that they've been given way too much leeway and that and until some are held responsible for their actions, that this kind of thing is going to continue.
Well, that's what I was thinking when I was reading, because I was reading the wiki article on it for comparison. It seems like there's kind of this dynamic where, like, there's no legal way to punish the officers involved in these cases. So riotous street action is the only course open to people. It's kind of like that I think it was Martin Luther King who said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
I don't know. It's probably been attributed to a bunch of people, but it's certainly a truism. I tend to agree with it, whatever it is. If there's no resolution, then you're going to have riots in the street. I feel badly for the people that do these riots. I feel badly for everybody involved because oftentimes they go, they destroy their own neighborhood, they destroy surrounding neighborhoods. Nothing, you know, okay. Well, you really showed us, didn't you? The police aren't harmed in this.
Right, and I think it was the same thing in the Watts riot. It was sort of like, oh, you damaged some businesses and broke some police cars or whatever, like, you know, two streets down from the incident. But, you know, does it, like, how much does it have to, how bad does it have to get before the officials or Jesse Jackson or whoever shows up and then something gets done and the officers get charged, right?
Yeah, well, what about that truck driver that got beaten up during the Rodney King thing? His only crime was being white, right?
Right.
And the NAACP has already shown up in Ferguson. The guy that's the current, I think it was president of the NAACP, was at some event with the mother of Michael Brown, where she told people, you know, like, hey, stop all of this nonsense.
Well, the police are not going to change because a police officer gets prosecuted for something. They're a violent institution. That's how they're constituted. That's how they're always going to be. Unless there's some fundamental change in the way they do business, nothing's going to change.
What do you think? 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You're listening to Free Talk Live with Mark,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
And you can get some Bitcoins by going to expresscoin.com. Not only do they have Bitcoins there, but they've got all kinds of cryptocurrencies, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. They're available in the United States and in Canada. It's inexpensive to use them, completely legal. Very easy and fast. Probably among the fastest ways to get Bitcoins. I haven't heard of a faster way, but I'm certain that there's something out there. The internet is always creating
Bitcoin
something
vending
new.
Machine.
Yeah, if you can find one.
Yes.
I mean, that's in most cases you have to drive many, many miles to find one, though.
Yes. That's the only thing faster that I know of.
Get your cryptocurrencies with a money order check or wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union right in your town. You'll get it within one business day. That's pretty fast.
As long as the credit union has shared branching.
Thank you very much for that. They must have shared branching. You might want to call ahead. You can start off, though, at expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app, expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency at no fee at all. It's coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. Well, let's see, I'm trying to use the new system here. Everybody forgive me if I do this wrong. So,
press the top one.
Going to Lawnmower Man. Lawnmower Man, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, Tom has a lot in common with the Gestapo. He smears an entire group as vermin, that being the Jews, I mean cops. And then he calls for their wholesale annihilation, you know, the Jews, I mean cops. And I just don't understand how there was not any condemnation from any of you supposedly peaceful, loving, anti-war ministers.
What are you talking about? We were condemning it the whole time.
I wasn't necessarily.
Didn't sound to me. He was treated. He sounded to me as if he was treated with absolute respect. And I'd love for him to go to a Holocaust museum and say that kind of stuff about cops. But anyway, Mark, about this disagreement that you said we have after, you know, like, ran about a number of things yesterday referring to me by name after Ian, the truth sayer, really, Johnny Ray, stopped my call, so may I respond to that? Well, you said that Ian doesn't, the governor of New Hampshire doesn't want to debate.
Yeah, I said it must be infuriating for anybody to debate Ian if Ian has the truth on his side.
Of course, and he'll have more people are dorkfests and will vote for Ian for governor, so why should she debate him? She's got other things to do. But anyway, I find it remarkable, Mark, that you, as with the war in Japan or on 9/11, or with 9/11, you have this remarkable way of blaming the victim. Just so, for instance, you were saying yesterday about Iraq War I for being the fault, not of Saddam Hussein, but of one Madeleine Albright, who, by the way, was in...
I said it wasn't Madeleine Albright, but that name kept coming to mind.
Okay, because she was in the Clinton administration, the second one, that is, 8 years later after Saddam Hussein, who reached out to the United States through diplomatic channels and was not rebuffed but kind of encouraged to invade Kuwait, revolving his dispute over oil lands.
Yeah, have you looked into that?
It's called conspiracy theory.
But, I mean, I've seen video of it. I've seen, you know...
I know you seem to watch Loose Change and think that it was taken down by a demolition derby, if you want to believe it.
Well,
but
I don't know
that... it's not true. Well, look at it this way, Mark.
Because there has been a conspiracy video that is false doesn't mean that every conspiracy video is false. That is
a fallacy. Look at it this way. Look at it this way, Mark. Then I swear to God, George Bush the Elder is one wicked oil henchman. If he was, since he was able to con the first coalition of the willing, which involved many a country's leaders agreeing to send their troops to Kuwait to drive out the world's fourth biggest army out of Kuwait.
It was on 60 Minutes or something, man.
I know it was. 60 Minutes, the oracle of truth as well, like Ian is.
Okay, now 60 Minutes is just a bunch of liars.
No, 60 Minutes is a bunch of Democrats. That have, there's one reporter on 60 Minutes in my entire lifetime.
That Saddam Hussein couldn't have possibly gone to a the embassy in Iraq, asked some questions, gotten some bad information, acted on it, and been been confused and therefore thought he was doing the right thing.
No, I'm not telling you that Saddam Hussein went, whether or not he did go to the American embassy in Baghdad in the summer of 1989, and then got mixed signals about, hey, yeah, go ahead and invade Kuwait, only to be stabbed in the back, like Hitler would say Jews did to the Germans in 1917.
Stabbed in the back is a whole different, that's a big step in a different direction that I'm not willing to make.
I'm using my words to describe your argument.
Yes, but it's not my argument. You're adding spin to my argument. You claim to be the arbiter of truth and justice, and then you spin and try to mischaracterize what I said.
No, I didn't. No, I don't.
Okay, then you are full of crap. Thanks for making that clear to everybody.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. You feel better saying that, Mark?
What? I don't feel anything.
You are.
I would like...
He conned how many people? He conned half the world's major armies into Kuwait. That is George Bush. For what, by the way?
I'm not claiming he conned anybody from anything.
We didn't stay there, did we?
No, they stopped before they went back to Baghdad, which says to me that they just wanted them out of Kuwait.
I agree with you entirely on that point, Mark. But that wasn't the only thing that you hilariously said we have disagreements about. I don't know where you got this notion that I believe in private armies, but you applauded me for suggesting that I do. I don't. I support the U.S. Army. I support voluntary going over there to fight foreign wars.
What's
I don't
voluntarily
believe that our president
that?
Should. I think if you want to go over there, so to speak, to fight in foreign wars on behalf of the United States of America, you should be allowed to volunteer for it. You shouldn't be under orders to do it. I just wanted to point that out as another disagreement I have with you, Mark, because it's not something I ever said.
I thought I heard you say it, man. We've had a lot of conversations over the months.
The last thing about the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, whether or not you agree that it was a moral thing or not, I'm not here to say you can't have a position on that. It's not true that the very first time I called in a Free Talk Live, what you said about it being sending a message to Stalin. That is another conspiracy theory. That's not true.
I know. Okay? There's a lot of history to back that up. And I love how Dwight D. Eisenhower said that that was an awful thing to do. I think it's really interesting that most of the generals thought this was a bad idea. But somehow you, from Paradise, Arizona, decades later, think it's you're going to second-guess the greatest minds of World War II.
Ian would call that an appeal to authority if he were...
I appeal to brain surgeons when I want brain surgery. I appeal to generals when I want to know how to fight a war.
Truman made the decision to do it, and God love him. He's resting with Jesus
Truman's
right now.
Truman's a civilian!
Mm-hmm. He was the president of the United States. He gave the order to drop the bomb.
Indeed!
For good reason. Not to scare the hell out of Stalin.
And Hillary Clinton will be the president of the United States in a couple of years. Will you support her, too?
I'm supporting Truman for only two things he ever did as president, ordering the dropping of the atomic bombs to end the war, and the desegregation of the army. It took a year later after that, unbelievably. I'm not ever a supporter of Truman, and I believe his former boss, Roosevelt, was the worst president we've ever had other than Wilson. It's arguable.
But he's the one who started your favorite war.
And by the way, the businessman part that he's against, I love the embargo Japan has been spun into where I'm not libertarian, by the way, Mark. That's a wonderful argument your friend.
Well, you're not libertarian for supporting the U.S. Army. If you want to force me to pay for the killing of other people around the world, that makes you not libertarian.
And embargoing the evil empire of Japan makes me not libertarian.
I don't know. I've never had to pay for that.
Thanks for taking me on.
It's so frustrating dealing with him. Well, he's got his whole segment, and he can complain about how he didn't get enough again. How he's treated so poorly. And you can get just as much. 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. I just gave out the wrong number. Well, then you've got the wrong headphones on. I don't want to tell you. I got no answers for you, man. LRN's been having some problems. You're listening to the wrong feed. So plug your headphones into the right box, and you'll know what's going on. nonetheless...
603-435-1105.
Yes, 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live, 603-435-1105. Give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. Actually, Daryl, I think that the something did fire at the wrong time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing now then?
Now I'm hearing your voice and nothing.
Okay, I have no idea.
Nothing other than your voice.
Okay, well, technical difficulties abound this evening on Free Talk Live. We can't chase the gremlin down. You can give us a call, though. That part is working. 603-435-1105, or you can call us on Skype, username lrn.fm. You'll have to send us a... some kind of request, contact request ahead of time, and then we'll approve it right during the show, and then you can call us in. Should be just a moment. 603-435-1105. I haven't said this hour where Ian is. He is off at a debate, but none of the candidates will debate him, so he got a 10-minute speech in front of the Republican debate. So, I guess he's running as a Democrat for governor in the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
So that he control the incumbent.
He's gotten his $100 worth of filing fee out of... whatever sort of media and other questionnaires and debates that he's done so far.
Well, it's nice to know that even here on Free Talk Live, we can admit that value is subjective. We've been talking about this Ferguson riot thing that's going on, and it's scary stuff. But I think the hacker group Anonymous apparently has posted a video showing their support for the demonstrators in Ferguson. They've threatened to hack the Ferguson Police Department if any protesters are harmed, and I believe they actually have managed to hack their website, and they'll release personal information from members of the police department and dump it on the Internet. They left a message with the video posted on YouTube. Greetings, world. We are Anonymous. On August 9th in Ferguson, Missouri, the 17-year-old and unarmed Mike Brown was shot several times and killed by an officer of the Ferguson Police Department. His body was left to lie in a pool of blood in the sweltering heat for hours while 15 police departments militarized the area against protesters, sealed the roads leading to Ferguson in a vain attempt to prevent protesters from reaching the city. The police have clearly crossed a line in the sand. For this reason, Anonymous will not be satisfied this time, as we have in the past, with simply obtaining justice for this young man and his family. Anonymous demands that the congressional representatives and senators from Missouri introduce legislation entitled Mike Brown's Law that will set strict national standards for police conduct and misbehavior in the USA. What do you think? Going to do anything?
It's a waste of time.
Yeah. I can't wait till our representatives rein in their employees.
Waste of time. I have a story about the New York Police Department urged to adopt body-mounted cameras in the wake of the Eric Gardner...
Garner.
A murder, homicide by police, and that's just a big rabbit hole. That's a bunch of money for Taser International to equip the police with all these cameras, and the root of the problem is the constitution of the police, is the fact that they are funded by criminal enterprise, and they're always going to be criminals as long as that forms the bedrock of their organization.
Now, we see cameras in police cars, and sometimes those result in, you know, the video coming out and the police officer being held accountable for their action.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times it... Oh, there was a malfunction, and this very important 30 seconds of video just disappeared because, you know, these darn things have that glitch that happens.
It seems to come down to how well the police officer is liked in their particular department as to whether or not the video gets released.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see that.
You know, if the chief likes you and the mechanic or whoever gets the video, and if they like you, then... you know, then it could be, oh, well, sorry, we lost the video. Just malfunction, camera malfunction. So I don't trust body-mounted cameras either unless they're streaming live to the Internet. This is certainly something that could be done, and that level of accountability, I think, might do something. Because at that point, they couldn't say, oh, well, we lost the video.
Well, they could. I mean, they could create some kind of...
Just keep breaking their cameras.
Yeah, or have some sort of switch that they know of that when they want to engage in questionable activity, they flip the switch and then suddenly the camera starts jumping in and out.
Sure.
and the audio goes out, etc. Also, with a standard of all the cops having these body mounted cameras, I could imagine suddenly video evidence will only be worth anything in a courtroom if it is video from the body mounted police camera, and anything else the judge will say, well, say for example the defendant or the plaintiff in some kind of police brutality case has video of their own, the judge could say, well, I'm going to prefer the evidence that I'm getting from the police because this is the standard and we're going to use this, and
this
what
is
you
the
have
official
there.
Angle. Anything else is, you know, possibly manipulated because it's coming from a different angle, and I can't tell if that's the same tree or not.
I must be naive because I don't believe you. I've got to say that I think the juries and judges, when they see a bunch of different video from a bunch of different angles, I mean, video doesn't lie. So I feel like that's video's a good thing, whether it's provided by police or not.
Video, a judge could decide that the rest of the evidence is inadmissible.
They can do whatever they want, and then they just drive themselves into further irrelevance, because when you're dismissing video that shows something that's obvious, then...
And Mark, you forget that, you know, hands and other items can conveniently be placed in front of the video camera to obscure certain things
then
from
they can
happening.
Only punch with one hand, which is a step forward from where we are now. I don't know. I think that body-mounted cameras streaming directly to the Internet is a pretty good solution for what we have to going on today. I think it's ridiculous that police officers around this country, when everybody's walking around with a camera phone, the police officers can just say something and it's true. At the very least, they should be able to show video of something to prove what they, you know, what it is they're trying to prove. It's hard to lie with video.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. It's the only step I see that's sort of... I have lots of long-term solutions and short-term solutions is what I'm hoping to see implemented. And when it comes to short-term solutions, cameras are one of them.
Yeah, it's tough to argue against that streaming directly to the Internet idea that you had there, Mark. Whenever there's a problem that is associated with government actors, I always and there's some kind of government solution like body-mounted cameras, I always want to go back to the intervention that came before that, and the intervention that came before that, and get to the root of it. And the root of it, according to me, is the way that they get their revenue involuntarily, is the way that they coerce their revenue, and everything else is dross.
Law enforcement has been done by the state for a very long time.
Right.
As long as there have been codified laws, and even before that, because law enforcement doesn't need to have codified laws, the king's men have done the bidding of the king for as long as we have writing.
Right, but when there were, you know, the king's men, there were other people that were also doing what would now be considered vigilante justice on enforcing laws where the king's men would not go, and enforcing the petty crimes that the king's men would not enforce. So, you know, petty theft of somebody stole bread from my bakery.
Yep.
The king's men aren't getting involved in that because it doesn't bring money to the king.
Well, now that we found it does, because the fact is that now the king needs money for the king's men to go out and enforce these rules. So this is kind of like the incarceration here in the United States. You know why we have so many incarcerated people? It's not the drug war. It's not any other solution other than it pays politicians and bureaucrats. That's the reason we have people who are incarcerated in this country, because there is a prison industrial complex.
Yeah, you've got these, you know, pseudo private run prisons, and the people running them have told the legislators and other people, well, we are going to guarantee that we are at 90% capacity. And the only way that you can guarantee that you're at that capacity is to arrest people for petty things without victims.
That's not true either. Most states have both state prisons and private prisons. They could very easily move inmates from state prisons to private prisons and just run at half capacity at state prisons. But they don't have any problem filling state prisons either. So it's not just the private prisons that are the problem here. It's the fact that politicians and bureaucrats benefit the money comes from them, and
right.
Of course there's benefits on the private side too. What are your thoughts? The telephone number is 603-435-1105, brought to you by ProXPN. That's 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.